This podcast is brought to you by CNBC TV 18.
Hello and welcome to CNBC TV 18. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned in to the Market Buzz podcast. I have with me the very popular Hormuz Farakia, who is going to decode what transpired in the market this past week and what to look forward to. Welcome to the show, Hormuz.
Thank you, Jerome. Thanks a lot.
So, Hormuz, firstly, how do you sum up this week gone by?
You know, Jerome, the screen would tell you that the Nifty is down only 0.5% this week, but this week was anything but a quiet one. You know, it was an extremely choppy week for the markets because we came into it with plenty of uncertainty, with Donald Trump's inauguration, with some big earnings that you had to watch out for. And since then, after that very big sell-off that we saw on Tuesday, we tried to build on it over Wednesday and Thursday, tried to recover from lower levels. Even in today's session, we made a high of around 23,320, but we could not sustain above those levels. So, and then we sold off from those levels. We fell almost 200, 220 points from the highs of the day. So there is absolutely zero conviction at higher levels for the bulls right now. Despite the fact that two of the biggest index constituents, be it Reliance Industries and HDFC Bank, both of them did very well in the quarter. But otherwise, there is absolutely zero conviction for the bulls at higher levels. Also because we hit into two very big events next week. The biggest one being the budget on Saturday, when we will have a normal trading day. And of course, the monthly expiry for the January series as well. So that will have some more additional volatility that will come into play. So the only good part is that the Nifty has still managed to hold on to 23,000 on the downside. So it remains to be seen, right? 23,000 remains the important level to watch out for. Going into next week, there are some important results lined up over the weekend as well. So despite the fact that the global handover is good, we are struggling because there is a lot of uncertainty that we have to face right now.
Right. What about the earnings season? Interesting results coming out?
Very interesting results. And it's been a trend over the last couple of quarters that good earnings will get rewarded disproportionately, but a slight miss or even earnings that will meet expectations get hammered. And we've seen that all through last quarter, this time around as well. There have been plenty of earnings accidents this time around. Cyient was a case in point on Friday. There was a cut to its guidance for one of its core businesses. The CEO quit and the street had absolutely no mercy on the stock whatsoever. The stock ended 23% lower in a single trading session, almost a quarter of its value gone in a single trading day. So it shows the kind of anticipation that the street has built in. And look at a stock like Dixon. 100% revenue growth, 100% profit growth, most of its business is doing well. But of course, there is this concern about one business doing the bulk of the heavy lifting. But there is so much built into the price already that even after 100% revenue growth and profit growth, the stock fell 14% the next day. Okay. So it shows, right? So even after the fact that brokerages are positive, the management is optimistic, okay, we'll meet that 40,000 crore revenue guidance this year, then we'll also go on to do many more things with signing MOUs with other companies and so on and so forth, margins will expand. But the street wants more. 100% is not enough because 100% is already built into the price. So the investor now knows that forward-looking guidance, commentary, all of that, all said and done, fair enough, great. But show us the numbers. Okay. If you show us the numbers, we'll give you the result. If you don't show us the numbers, you get hammered. There's one pocket that stood out all through the week was Midcap IT. Okay. Midcap IT was the standout for the week, be it Coforge, Persistent Systems, Zensar, and even Emphasis for that matter today, because Emphasis at one point of time in earlier today was down almost 6%, 7% after its results. But the management came on, they said that the fourth quarter, which is the current ongoing quarter, will be the best fourth quarter that they have had in the last 3 years or so. So optimistic commentary, the stock recovered, along with it most of the other names also recovered. And of course, they had very strong results compared to their large cap counterparts and the street is rewarding them disproportionately.
Alright. Any other stocks that, you know, were outliers?
No, most of them, right, Jerome? Most of them were earnings reactions this week. And even if you see the top gainers, top losers, Newgen Software was a case in point. The numbers were, well, okay to say the least on the face of it, but then Jefferies downgraded the stock. The stock fell 18%, 20% the next day and was down almost, 26% this week. And most of the earnings losers that I see, the top five losers on the Nifty 500, Newgen Software, Cyient, India Cements, NetWeb Technologies, and Ramkrishna Forging. So four out of the five names are earnings reactions. And most of them are down 18% to 25%. So again, to come back to that same point, right? If you give good numbers, the street is rewarding you. If you don't, or if you do a needs estimate sort of a quarter, then the street will not reward you. The stock gets hammered. It's the same as the case with Polycab as well yesterday. Polycab's numbers were not bad. Polycab's numbers were really good. Even the management went on to say that instead of our revenue guidance of 20,000 crores, which we plan to achieve in FY26, we'll do it in FY25 itself.
Okay.
Yet the stock fell.
Okay.
Because there is so much that is already built into the price.
Okay. Or are investors being cautious?
They are, because it shows, right? Because there is absolutely no conviction at higher levels. There is so much uncertainty that is still plaguing the markets. The FIs are continuing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They've sold almost, 50,000-60,000 crores already this month. Okay. So that continues. We're getting a daily number of anywhere between 4,000-6,000 crores almost every single day. So that's the answer. That's one point. That sell-off continues. How much will the mutual funds who are sitting on heaps of cash, how much will they continue to absorb that selling pressure? That is one. Of course, our own earnings, what is lined up, what will other companies also deliver? This earnings uncertainty also continues because this quarter has been disappointing so far, to say the least, barring a few exceptions, of course. But other than that, going into the budget as well, will there be any tinkering to the LTCG or the short-term capital gains tax? That is another uncertainty. There is an expiry coming up next week. So there are plenty of uncertainties that you head into this week. So and it's par for the course for the investors to be cautious.
All right. And is there more pain in the broader markets? Do you think, is it likely?
Well, the broader markets have been the one that has been the ones that have been suffering the most, the mid-cap and the small-cap. Even today, there was a recovery that was tried attempting a recovery, but then that got very swiftly sold into. The broader markets continue to bleed, and that is because of the earnings reactions that you are seeing, right? Most of these mid caps and small caps have run up 100, 150, 200%, and they've run up so fast. So if you run up that fast, the law of gravity will eventually catch up with you, right? So if one disappointment and you're gone. And I won't necessarily allude to Trent, because Trent is now a Nifty stock, but I have to mention that, because from 8,500, the stock is now down to 5,500, and in a matter of months, and it's yet to declare results. And last week there was an analyst who came on our channel who mentioned that he advised shorting Trend with the 5,500 price target, and today the stock was at 5,500. So it goes to show the uncertainty and so much being built into the price. Trend is another stock. So much built into the price. The stock is down almost 30-35% from its peak, and yet there is no stopping. Kalyan is another case in point.
Mm-hmm.
So when the numbers come out next week, Kalyan is going to report results next week. So all eyes will be on that as well. So we'll keep an eye out on all of these names, and it's that kind of a market that you are in right now.
All right. And we are very close to the budget. Do you see the markets rallying or falling post budget announcements?
Speaking to a lot of experts, they have been telling us that just to complete that mid-caps point, whether there is no pain left. We had Sunil Kaul of Goldman Sachs, who was with us earlier on Friday afternoon, and he mentioned that he's expecting the market to remain range-bound for the next 3 months, and he's expecting a 13% earnings growth for the Nifty in calendar year 25, and his year-end target for the Nifty is 27,000. The bulls will take that with both hands, considering where we are right now. We are at 23,000 right now. So if we are taking a 27,000 target, they'll take it with both hands. They'll be very happy knowing that. We spoke to Jay Thakkar as well earlier this week, and he was mentioning that there are some very critical levels for the mid-cap and the small-cap indices that that they are still yet to breach. So there is still more pain that is left for the mid-cap and the small-cap indices, at least on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
But what's lined up next week, of course, there is a lot of uncertainty that is installed. There are earnings, of course. ICICI Bank comes out with numbers tomorrow. There are a lot of other names as well. IDFC First, there is NTPC Green, there is Yes Bank that comes out with results tomorrow, and there are other big names that come out with results on Monday as well, be it the likes of IGL or some of the other names, the new listings like Bajaj Housing, Adani Wilmar, Canara Bank. So there is a lot lined up. Tata Steel comes out with results on Monday. So plenty lined up, plenty to look forward to. It's going to be a very, very domestic data heavy week. So global cues might just take a bit of a backseat next week because we head into the budget.
All right, Homer's interesting, insights there. Thank you so much. I hope our readers, listeners rather, would have enjoyed this. And do stay on to stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news, views, and updates.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you so much.